Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, you know, we have the best reliever in baseball sitting down there, Seth Lugo. He's been doing the job for a month and a half. Matsy's running around the bases. We got Donaldson coming up, Duvall coming up. And, you know, I'll make that move 100 times out of 100. That's the right move in my mind. I understand that it didn't work out, but Lugo comes in there, throws up a zero, two zeros, which is why we double switched him in. Gives us more chance to score some runs. You know, unfortunately, it didn't happen, but the guys didn't give up. You know, got to give them credit. They tried to come back off their bullpen, and we came up a little short.
You say you'd make that move 100 times out of 100, but how much does the fact that Diaz has been struggling lately at least come into the decision-making process? If, you know, Diaz had been rolling and you could go Lugo 2 into Diaz 1 in the ninth, you know, that may, I would assume, makes it easy, but does it give you pause at all when he has been struggling the way he has?
No. Like I said, you get Lugo in there, you hope for two zeros, you have a chance to extend the lead. You don't know what the situation is going to be two innings away from then. And you also have Wilson, and you know, down there ready to go. So, you know, I felt like we could get it done with those three guys with three innings left, and we didn't.
After running the bases?
Well, I mean, he's, you know, throwing 80 pitches or whatever. Had run the bases a couple of times, so that takes its toll in itself, you know. But you know, like I said, Lugo's been the best pitcher in baseball for the last month. Unfortunately, tonight it just didn't happen for him.
Can you factor in just that? I mean, that's obviously had the one bad inning, but other than that, even since 14 in a row, how much do you factor in just what was going on tonight?
Yeah, you factored that in, and he was going to stay in, you know, if we were down one or maybe if we tied it. But you also have to factor in the fact that Lugo's had one base runner and 40 batters. So those are all things you factor in. And like I said, Lugo's been the best reliever in all of baseball. He's got an award to show for it lately, and, you know, I thought that was the right decision.
Did Matt seem tired after running bases, or was it just overall energy spent out there?
Yeah, I mean, you're tired once you've thrown 80 pitches and gone six innings and you run the bases. You're going to be tired. But guys battle through that sometimes.
What did you see from Seth in that inning?
You know, obviously the leadoff walk. When you have a leadoff walk, that tends to hurt. The next pitch, I mean, I'm not sure how Duvall hit a 96-mile-per-hour, you know, running fastball basically at his neck. And then it was just bloop here, bloop there, you know. And then we get a ground ball, and we get extended off first base a little too far. You know, that would have been a big out to maybe hold them to one run, a one-run lead or a two-run lead, and we just didn't make the play.
Mickey, Albies had been great against lefties this year, so what was your thought process bringing Avilan into that spot to face
him? Well, I mean, obviously things weren't going well for Lugo at that point. You know, if he'd have gotten Acuña out, we would have left him in. But at that time, 25 pitches, we got to conserve to make sure he's going to be available in the near future. And, you know, we were already down runs, and we felt like he could come in and get a ground ball. He got a ground ball, it just wasn't at the shortstop.
You mentioned Pete's play, and that wasn't happening, but it's been happening a lot recently. What's
Yeah, you know, it's happened a few times in the last week. You know, we'll continue to talk to him about it. You know, we might have to set something up where he can really feel it out there. We hit some ground balls so he can recognize it. You know, in the moment out there, he's trying to be aggressive and make plays. You can't ever fault the guy for that. We just need to really, you know, hone in on where our second baseman is.
Was Matt surprised, or was there a pushback at all that he wasn't starting this?
No, not at all.
How much? What's the risk-reward there of bringing in Lugo when you have a guy rolling 14 in a row?
Lugo's our best reliever. He's been our best pitcher overall lately. So the reward is He puts up two zeros, you win the game.
Mickey, just to go back to something you said earlier, I know you said you had Wilson back there too. Was your plan, if it was a 2-1 game, two out of Lugo and one out of Diaz, or were you open to mixing and matching if it got to the ninth?
The plan was to go two out of Lugo and then see who was coming up in the ninth.
What did you think of Matt's overall, especially after that second inning?
Oh, you know, he pitched well. Obviously got in a groove, struggling throwing the ball over the plate and where he wanted to early. And he started rolling. He threw a heck of a game. He kept us in it. Yeah, you have to put it aside. You know, we've done this before. We've put some tough times aside, tough three games, but we have to come out tomorrow, win a game, and then go into Kansas City and win some games. So we're still in a good spot. It's not the end of the world. Tough loss, but we'll right the ship and get it going again.